Among the many questions that Michigan lawmakers considered as they hammered out the budget for the new fiscal year, how much should go towards Michigan's film incentive program? The state used to have one of the most generous film incentive programs in the nation, but that ended when Rick Snyder became governor and his promise he cut way back on the film incentives. For the 2015 budget proposal, Governor Snyder allocated $25 million, a fraction of the more than $52 billion that he planned for the entire state budget. Well, there was some give and take with the legislature. In the end, the film incentive program got $50 million for fiscal year 2015. That budget signed this morning by the governor. We're joined now by the director of the Michigan Film Office, Margaret O'Reilly. Welcome back to Stateside.
I'm happy to be back.
We last talked in February 2013 as the question of just how much would be set aside for film incentives was the big topic. And, you know, a year later, it was more of the same. How much and will it be ongoing or one time? Well, now that you got a budget and it's in there, what are your thoughts about that 2015 budget and what is there for film incentives?
Well, once again, for fiscal year 15, which starts October 1st, the Michigan Film Office will have $50 million available to help attract movies, TV shows, and digital media projects to the state of Michigan and support their investment here. And we're real pleased with that. Obviously, we feel that we can leverage that money along a broad spectrum of projects, a mix of projects, large ones, small ones, digital media, TV series, et cetera. So we're real pleased and think we'll have another banner year.
There's always this back and forth about whether funding for the film incentives will be ongoing. Is it one time? Would it help Michigan's film industry if this ended and this kind of fluidity was not there and you had an ongoing amount and you knew what you were going to have to work with and to offer producers?
Well, it's my understanding that the state constitution prohibits doing future funding allotments for programs. So we will go through this annual debate about how much to put aside for this program on an annual basis. And we've explained that to our partners in Hollywood. They seem to be comfortable now that we've had a third year in a row now with a $50 million fund. I think they're comfortable knowing that Michigan's got a very robust program and that it's cash incentive versus a tax credit. We continue to get a lot of kudos from the industry for having a cash incentive approach, and I think that that works for the governor as well and for the legislature because we know exactly how much money we're spending on this, and we can track it that way.
I am speaking with the director of the Michigan Film Office, Margaret O'Reilly, as we look at the film industry in Michigan and the $50 million for fiscal year 15 that has been approved. And as we talk, Margaret, Ben Affleck and Henry Cavill are all suited up as Batman and Superman because filming for the Warner film Batman v. Superman, Dawn of Justice, it's begun in Pontiac and around Detroit. Is this Michigan's biggest production to date?
As far as the amount of money they're spending in Michigan, yes, I believe it is. Oz was very close. I don't know if I recall the Oz number right off the top of my head, but according to the application that was submitted by Warner Brothers for this production, their plan was to spend $131 million in Michigan for this production at multiple locations. So we were very pleased with that, and in exchange, you know, they were approved for an incentive to support that. And they are planning to have 6,000 hire mostly Michigan people, 425 full-time employees. So it's been a good production, and I think we're getting a good return on our investment for that project, definitely.
Yeah, I'm wondering, Margaret, do the big ones like Batman v Superman or Gran Torino or Real Steel or Oz, do they matter in a different way than the smaller productions, whether they're independent or studio?
Well, I have found that it's very important in this program to have a mix of projects. It's still very important to have your high-profile projects, your Supermans, your Transformers, which comes out later this week, that was filmed here in Detroit. It's important to have those large projects because it keeps the state of Michigan kind of on the radar screen. But we also feel very strongly that it's important to support our independent film industry and our Michigan film industry. So we really like to see a mix of projects between large projects, small projects, medium projects, digital media projects. That's the best way we leverage our program.
And when you get filmmakers, especially the ones that come from Hollywood and return to Michigan, and we have seen that happen, what do you hear from them that makes you, what is it to them distinguishes Michigan from other states that are competing for their business?
Well, I can tell you as a lifelong Michigander myself, born and raised here, I'm very proud of the fact that they often comment at the great workforce we have here, that they're very skilled, they're very dedicated, they're very dependable, and that they really see as something that's a huge asset to our program and to our state. That coupled with the fact that we've got such a wide variety of locations within a fairly short distance, you can get pretty much any kind of look you want within Michigan within just a short drive, anything from urban renewal to urban decay to small town America to country settings to lake living to beaches and ocean fronts to Bigfoot and just about anything in between. And that you can all do within just a short drive around the state. That's been a huge advantage. So between our infrastructure that we have available here with our studios and our post-production houses, our great talented workforce and dedicated workforce and skilled workforce, and our locations, that really makes for a great package, of course, with the incentive on top of it.
And I'm sure as the head of the Michigan Film Office, you are still weathering the critics of these film incentives who believe it's a poor use of government money and that they believe it hasn't drummed up the return to Michigan taxpayers that was promised. How do you respond to those critics?
Well, we recently looked at our program and how it returns the taxpayer dollars and its return on investment for the taxpayers. And we've seen an increase in that under the new cash program. So that's certainly a good news story. And we believe that it's stronger than many, many other states. And I also want to remind everyone, there's different ways to measure this program. There's one measurement of for every tax dollar that goes out versus the tax dollars that come in to replace that. There's tax dollars go out versus production dollars and investment that is spent in the state. There's for every job created, how many additional jobs are created. There's how much in business activity for every dollar, how much additional business activity. So many of those factors we are seeing positives on. And again, the ROI factor of, you know, dollars coming in versus dollars going out, none of these are able to put a value on the cool factor, as I call it. The fact that you've got Mark Wahlberg that's on Jimmy Fallon talking about what a wonderful time he had in Detroit, and everybody in America should go to Detroit, visit, bring their families, invest their money, forget about the bankruptcy. It's a cool, great place to be, and he loves bringing his family there. I don't know how you measure that. And so the fact that now we're able to say Superman was filmed in Michigan, it's the largest production in the country right now, that's fabulous.
You know, Margaret, one of the staunch champions, and I know I'm not overstating this, of the film industry in Michigan is going to be termed out this year. Senator Randy Richardville will be leaving office. How do you think that might affect the future of the film incentive program? Because he certainly has been a stout ally.
Well, once again, I think that the administration continues, and the governor, we continue to look at the program, and if it's going in the right direction as far as increasing value for the taxpayers, and because of that, I believe that there's still going to be a strong interest in keeping the program, that we'll continue to go through the annual debate at about what level. You know, even though there has been critics in the past about our program, and even in Hollywood, some critics of, wow, you had this great unlimited program, and now we don't know anymore, we've really seen that kind of subside. We saw a big difference when we go out to LA now, whereas a couple years ago when I first started, it was still a lot of, wow, we don't know if you guys are really going to be around for the long haul. We're not hearing that anymore. They're saying, hey, let us know when you get your new funding. We want to apply. We're from Detroit. Our parents are from Detroit. Detroit's such a cool place to be, for example, and other Michigan locations as well. So we're going to continue to try and advocate our obviously great assets of the state to the industry.
Margaret O'Reilly, Director of the Michigan Film Office. Good to talk with you, Margaret. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Cindy. Take care.